Hey everyone, it's Emmy Joe, the Book Slayer. I'm just coming at you. I know it's like 12 o'clock midnight, my time. Real quick, just want to let you guys know I really honestly haven't forgotten about you guys. I do miss talking on here. What I want to touch upon is I'm getting very excited for next year for the prequel for the Hunger Games book. I just really cannot wait to read that and buy it because I have the other one. So, of course, I need this one. Also, everyone's been playing The Sims 4, or at least people that I know that I follow and talk with. Tell me a little bit if you've gotten University, Discovery University. Now, here's my thing about Discovery University. I don't own it. I'm kind of iffy on it. And here's why. In The Sims 1, if you've listened to my previous podcast, you'll hear me talk that I have all of The Sims 1 expansion, everything, Sims 2, everything, Sims 3, not everything, but majority of everything, Sims 4, not even close to everything, at least not for the stuff packs. I think I have almost all the expansion packs, except for like Cat and Dog and University, and I think that's it, and then the add-on, the other ones like Patio and whatever. I don't own those, but anyhow, back to Discovery University. Now, with The Sims 2, I have bought the University. I played around with it maybe for a week or two. I had some of my Sims go, and it seemed fun, and you know, but then I got bored with that one. I didn't really care for it. So I knew going into The Sims 3 when I got it, I probably, if they ever came out with it at the time, I was thinking, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not into it. I didn't really care for it in Sims 2 like everyone else. So I'm probably like my unpopular opinion with that. That's okay. I'm all right with that. Not everybody likes the same thing. Not everybody has to like the same thing. But I will say I didn't really care for it. My nephew, however, who's 11, loved the University in Sims 2. He thought it was so cool. And so beginning of this year or last year, he went ahead and seen the Sims 3 University and whatever and future stuff or something like that on sale at Target, and he got it, even though he don't own The Sims 3. Well, now he does, but he just needs a computer. However, I played it, and I tried it on Sims 3. You know, one time sent him to college, and yeah, I just really feel like I don't really care for it. I feel like maybe if we were to go to classes with him, not all of them, like, and get to work in Sims 4, like, we can go to a few of them, join him on a job. I think if it was, like, if you could join a couple, not all of them, I think that would work out better for me. I like joining on a job. I like doing that, like the acting career, the detective and doctor. I love those. So here's where I'm hesitant. They show all these videos, and I do watch them all. Not all of them, but very few, and I don't want to mention because I don't know if I'm allowed to or not, but there's three that I watch that I just recently started watching their videos. They make it seem like so much fun, however, but they have the same issue, like, it's so much to get through that your sim ends up being, like, an adult, like, they wasted their whole young adult life in college doing all of those just to get the degrees and whatever. I like the whole aspect of you have to apply and enroll in scholarships, so I think if I remember in Sims 3, you didn't have to wait a day or whatever, find out if you were in it, you just went, like that next day you were good to go. But they have the same issues, those buildings, a lot of them, they're rabbit holes. So it's not like really you get to build like all these extra things. That's like in city living, they have all these things, but I wish we could build our own apartments or something like that. And I don't, you know, I think people have tried and it really didn't come out well or something. You got to have some mods for it. And If you follow and listen to me or follow me on any of my Facebook or anything like that, you know I don't do mods. I play, as they say, vanilla. Play with what the game came with. I will download like things from the gallery that don't have any of the mods, you know, because I don't mess with those. But I do wish some of the stuff that people come up with in mods would come up with, EA would have it in the actual games. Like, I feel like we don't have any firemen. Okay, so my Sim the other day, stupid as she is, her name's Candy, and the thing, I didn't create her. My Sim married her, whatever. She lit the stupid fireplace, and then she caught on fire, and she just stood there. I kept clicking to extinguish, and it was like I was speaking a foreign language to them, which I am, because they speak Simlish, and I speak English. So it's like he ran out, the husband ran out, or rather the boyfriend ran out, and the kid ran out and left her, and I was just like, go back in and save her. Finally, she was able to extinguish herself. And it was like, great. But I was like, oh my gosh. It was like, really? So I feel like we need firemen. I know everyone says to install the sprinkler. Sorry, I can't speak this late or something. But I feel like we should have firemen. I remember the good days when they had the firemen and the police officer come to your house. If you call them, you know, and burglars. And I don't play with the sound on, so really I don't remember. I think in the first Sims I did for a short time, but I normally just put my headphones on and listen to music and I just play all night. Now that I'm older and I have to get up early every morning, I don't do that. Do I wish I could? Hell yeah. Maybe when I get a better computer chair or something and there's more space, then yeah, I might find myself be up on a weekend and just say the hell with it and play these games and just stay up and do it. But again, back to my question. If you have Discovery University, is it worth it? Did you not like it in Sims 2 and Sims 3 and then you bought it for Sims 4 and you decided, oh my gosh, I love it? Or were you one of the ones that liked it 2, 3, and now 4? I'm trying to find people who never owned any of the university ones and then bought it and decided, hey, this really is worth the money. So right now it's $20 on Amazon and Target. I'm debating on it. I have other things that I have bills to pay. But I'm debating because I still didn't really play all of the island living one. I didn't play Realm of Magic. I didn't do any of that. And I'm just now really doing the get famous or whatever, and get to work. I never really finished that thing. I just play them, but I'm trying to really play these Sims all the way through the things and see how it is, because I always create new people. It's not that I get bored. It's just I think of, oh my gosh, I want to try this Sim, or let me make this one. Or in my case anymore, if I end up with more than 3 Sims in a household, I'm more likely going to save it and be done with it. But let me know, and I'm going to let you guys go. I hope everyone has a great week, great evening. I'm going to touch back with you guys tomorrow, let you know how my Sim family's doing, one of them. Okay, talk to you later.